Hello, I'm Erin Sullivan, and I'm a lecturer and fellow at the Shakespeare Institute, which is part of the University of Birmingham.
I'm Paul Edmondson, I'm from the Shakespeare Birthplace Trust.
I'm Paul Prescott, and I'm from the University of Warwick.
And we're here to talk about a really exciting new project which we're doing because of the World Shakespeare Festival. Erin, you're taking the lead on this one.
Sure. Well, the World Shakespeare Festival is a big part of the London 2012 Cultural Olympiad. There are companies from all over the globe who are coming to do over 70 performances and events in the UK across the spring and summer and even autumn of this year. And this project is really a response to that, to try to talk about what's coming out of it and what Shakespeare means to us today.
So it's a huge international project in its scope. And Paul, what excites you about the project?
Well, what's very exciting is that I think for the first time, really, someone's trying to capture responses to an event of this size and magnitude. So what we're inviting people to do is to post their reviews, to tweet, to blog, to do all sorts of things that respond to these productions. And in the first instance, we'll have a provocation perhaps from one of a fellow academic, and that will stand as a review that people can respond to and argue with and agree with. And we just want to generate an enormous amount of conversation around all of these performances.
And of course, this is fantastic for people who can't make a show, because I mean, it's unlikely that someone's going to be able to go to absolutely everything. And this site is about engaging with what other people have thought and perhaps testing out your own ideas for your own responses for shows that you have seen.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And that response in the round, who do we hope is going to be involved, Erin?
I think we're hoping for the broadest response possible. And we have lots of people here in the UK that are going to see the performances, people who are coming from abroad to see the performances and talk about them, blog about them, post video responses to them. But we also hope that people who are in countries all over the world who might not be coming here can link in, can see what people are saying, can maybe bring in their own insights from performances they've seen in their own countries to talk about what Shakespeare is doing.
So it's for students, it's for general theatre goers, it's for anybody who engages with blogging Shakespeare who comes across the site. We're going to be advertising in theatre programmes and so on to get themselves involved and to say what they think.
Absolutely, and what's very exciting about this is an enormous amount of preparation always goes into these events, these cultural olympiads and so on, but oftentimes, very little reflection happens afterwards, and what we want to do is create a permanent archive of responses for future historians of performance, for future historians of culture, to reflect on what this actually meant to be watching Shakespeare in 2012 during the Olympics.
It's as if we're putting the World Shakespeare Festival into a bottle for the future, and we're capturing so many responses and so much information for future generations. And of course, it's all going to be resident here at the Shakespeare Centre Library and Archive. Erin Sullivan and Paul Prescott, thank you very much indeed.